The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing you home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. I'm Eric Stewart, the host of your show. Every Sunday, 8 to 8:30, I bring you the truth in real estate. Hey, thanks to Mark Levin for his nice endorsement of our services, if you're familiar with Mark. Appreciate Mark. I'm heading down to Orlando today to spend the next 3 days with Dave Ramsey. Dave is the, as you may know, he's the second most listened to radio show host in the country currently. Congratulations to you, Dave, on that. Dave is the creator of the Financial Peace University. I am and my group are endorsed local providers. He calls them ELPs. I love it. So we are ELPs for Dave Ramsey. And Dave has invited me down to spend the next 3 days with him and with Lou Holtz and Carly Fiorina and Damon John and some others in Orlando. And really looking forward. Last time I was with Dave was 11 years ago. I went to Nashville and was able to go to his house and hang out with Dave. It was pretty exciting. So going to be down there for the next few days, but feel free to call me or go to my website and submit information, and either myself or one of my team members will get right back to you with any questions you have on real estate. Again, call 800-900-9104 is our toll-free number. Feel free to call in, leave a message if you have a question or you're trying to figure out what to do with your real estate. Go to ericstewartgroup.com, and you can also download any of our free guides there on how to buy, how to sell, and so on. So let's chat for a second here about how to handle a multiple contract scenario, because we're in a market right now that's hotter than the fireworks on the 4th of July, okay? So we put a property up for sale. This is a brick and block constructed 1950s. Campanelli Brothers, Italian builders who built in the 1950s in an area of North Bethesda off Schuylkill Road. It's $450,000 single family home. Same house was selling for $150,000 30 years ago, is now $450,000. And this property is a good value because the market in that particular neighborhood is $450,000 up to about $525,000. It is that price because of the road that it's on and the condition of the property, and also because of the conversation that I had with the homeowners when we discussed pricing the property to begin with. And this is the first thing we consider is we want to try to generate the highest and best sales price, and you can do that two different ways. One is to ask the price that you want and hope that a buyer will pay that, which is in truth in keeping with what Warren Buffett would say, which is the price is what you pay, but the value is what you get. If you ask the price based upon the value, then you should get that. But the approach that we decided to take was to generate the highest and best amount of interest at the beginning and hope that the price would be realized through the demand of the property. So we went on the market at $450,000 rather than at $465,000, $470,000. And we were able to generate multiple offers and sell well over the asking price and in line with where market value probably would have been with just one offer, possibly if we had asked a higher number. But by taking the slightly lower approach, still at what I call a fulcrum number, meaning at $450,000, which is buyers might look between $350,000 and $450,000 online. That's how they would search. I want to buy between $350,000 and $450,000. Or they might say, I want to buy between $450,000 and $550,000. That's how they might search. If buyers are looking in those two price ranges at $450,000, they'll be able to find this particular house because it was priced at $450,000. Hopefully that concept makes sense. Well, we were able to generate a multiple contract scenario, and here's how it was structured. Our religion for real estate, our religion in terms of how we approach going on the market and specifically how we do it at the Eric Stewart Group is to do proper preparation, photos, write out all the content and magazines and everything that we do for a property and have our client review all of those items. We do all of that prior to Thursday. So our client gives the thumbs up, photos are agreeable, descriptions agreeable, the information is loaded, and then it's disseminated on Thursday. It goes out on hundreds and hundreds of websites. A sign is installed with your permission. A box is put on the sign with flyers that a neighbor could pull information and share it with their friends or family or drive-bys, etc. And then we ideally will wait 6 days from Thursday until Tuesday. And in fact, this is exactly what happened. We went on the market on Thursday. We had three showing requests within just a couple of hours. One of the agents said, hey, I think this is going to be exactly what my client wants. How are you going to handle presentation of offers? That question that early put it in my mind very clearly that I needed to establish with my client a day and a time when we would ask for offers to be submitted. And so we said, we will wait till Tuesday at noon for offers. So this past Tuesday at noon, we presented multiple offers to our seller. Between Tuesday at noon and the previous Thursday, we did all kinds of marketing follow-up, got feedback. We even had an open house. Okay. Yes, I know. And this is not normal for us to do open houses at the Eric Stewart Group. We don't generally recommend open houses. But the house was vacant and the demand is beyond believable right now. So we decided that because of the pent-up demand and also because agents are not necessarily going out and showing houses, not all agents are still working. There are a lot of agents who are just kind of are hunkered down still, not as many are out and as aggressive as we are. So how do we handle an open house? We set up a sign in the front that said, in order to enter, we are asking for you to text your name and your email address to this phone number, which happened to be my cell phone number for that sign. And then that person submitted their name and their email address to me, and then I called them in groups of two. So we had one group on the first floor of this Rambler and one in the basement of the Rambler. And quite frankly, being a theater major, having graduated with my degree in acting, I studied acting and economics, and so I have the showmanship style personality. I love talking. I love enjoy speaking to people and conveying ideas, but I also understand money and economics and that kind of thing. So this is a wonderful combination to have when you're in real estate. And it's particularly good when you're having an open house because I speak multiple languages. I can say hello in probably 30 or 40 different languages, and I can, you know, shuck and jive. I can kind of work the crowd and make things work, right? So that's, but I love it. I enjoy it, and I like making people enjoy where they are and making them laugh and so on. So buyers would come up. Everybody's wearing masks. We've got booties inside. I've got my mask on. I stand out front and tell this group of maybe 6 to 7 groups who are out there right at 1 o'clock. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for coming today. We are asking that you register at the phone number on the sign here at the front stoop. Please put your information in. We will take you in queue based upon when you register, and we'll call you in. We'll have two groups in the house at a time. And I had folks come in. I had them walk through. When they were finished, they went out the back door, and another group came in. And we had a system arranged, and we had maybe 16 groups come through in 2 hours. What was really fun about it for me is that there were probably 3 groups out of that who were especially interested, really loved the house especially, and I was able to engage with them. And one gentleman and his wife, who were from El Salvador, spoke very little English, and yo comprendo poquito español, which means I understand a little bit, but I don't speak it great. But Robert Garcia, who works in my team, has been with me 18 years, is from El Salvador, and so I was able to make the introduction between the two of them. So in any case, when we're doing open houses like that and we're having prospects come through as a part of our 6-day sell cycle, it's meant to facilitate traffic coming through to generate the highest and best interest for our sellers. But you may know this, I'll repeat this, only 1% of homes sell from an open house. So it's really not so much about the buyer coming into the open house to buy the house, although 1% of the time it does happen. It's oftentimes more about mom and dad coming through because the kids have been through already. It just facilitates getting people through. And honestly, I was looking forward to it because I'm coming out of COVID. I was looking forward to trying something new. And man, it worked like a charm. And I had a lot of fun. Really had a great time. Anyway, so we have been on fire. The market has been on fire, and we were able to sell that property. And we've sold, I think, 20 homes in the month of June. And just that is a stunning number considering the lack of inventory and the overall demand. So grateful. I want to just thank the Lord for his blessing our business. It's so important for us to recognize the poverty of where we really are in life and recognize who provides for us. I work hard. I diligently pursue my business, but ultimately I trust God for the cattle on the hills that he brings me. So grateful for that. Stuart Rosenthal joins me from the Beacon newspaper. Stuart, what do you got for us?
Hi, Eric. Well, in this month's issue of the Beacon, we have a couple of stories on gardening. One's in the health section, talking about the many mental and physical benefits of engaging in gardening. And also there's one in the housing section, where it talks about that, among other things, it has possibly a benefit on the value of your home. And also it tells a way in which you can help other people by taking the overgrowth of your garden, the amount that you really, it's too many beans, how many can you eat of tomatoes, you know, and you can give them to food banks and shelters and meal programs where there's a real need for fresh produce where it's hard to come by.
Wow, that sounds like a great idea. And it's how much wasted food goes wasted that could not be wasted if people use that particular technology. That's a wonderful tool. And if you're interested, read about it in the Beacon newspaper. You can get a free copy at over 1,500 locations, or you can read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more of the Eric Stuart Show. One quick thing I want to mention to you. We've got a guide called the Market Ready Guide, and we're teaching out of that in a webinar series called How to Buy or Sell in the COVID-19 Pandemic. You can sign up for that today at ericstuartgroup.com. We've got multiple pieces from timing, pricing, and condition. Don't miss it. Sign up right now. That's ericstuartgroup.com. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about the Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.